you're listening to the show last Saturday, you'll know that I made an effort to contact a man who's a great supporter of Dundalk Football Club, and of course they clinched the Airtricity League of Ireland Premier Division a couple of weeks back. A great, great night in Oriel Park when they beat Cork City by 2-0, and that clinched the title for Dundalk. But I'm delighted to say I've made contact now with John Jackson, and I hope John is on the line. John, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, Fergus. Thanks very much. And yourself?
Good, thanks, John. So, have you recovered from the celebrations of a few weeks back in that great night when you beat Cork City?
I have indeed, yeah. It was a great night, Fergus. Yeah. Looking forward to next season now already.
Europe and the Champions League, etc., huh?
Yeah. I think we've an opportunity to do something special. I think that Dundalk, they play a good game that suited to the European style of play, so
yeah,
might be an opportunity to do something, you know.
Good. And John, looking back on that great night, the final game of the season for both clubs, and going into it, Cork City had a 1-point lead, so it was a must win for Dundalk, and you won by 2-0, and Stephen O'Donnell coming back after what was it? He was injured back in April. He got the first goal.
Yeah,
he got
injured in the home game about 20 minutes into the game against Shamrock Rovers, Ferguson. Yeah. It was a seriously bad injury.
That's right, yeah.
So to actually make it back, the lad, it's nothing short of a miracle, because he was exceptional. Like, even the game he came back on against Athlone,
yeah,
a couple of games before the Cork game, and he played well, and then the Bray game, and then on the night against Cork, he was exceptional. You know,
and getting the first goal was so vital. It was nil all at half time, wasn't it, John?
Yes, it was a very tight match. It was like a chess game, really. The first half, really. Yeah. You know, with I think personally, I feel that Cork had 3 or 4 games where they got good results, but the teams they were playing weren't really challenging for anything, so it gave a false impression, because Dundalk struggled for a couple of games, but then they really, it was the real Dundalk that turned up on the night against Cork and Oriel,
Because you drew, I think, at home nil all against Shamrock Rovers, isn't that right, a couple of weeks earlier?
And
Rovers had missed a penalty, actually, blazed over the bar, if I remember right.
Brennan, you missed a penalty,
And then that awful night, weather-wise, down in the Carlisle grounds. It was dreadful. Yeah. Were you there that night?
I was there with my friend Vinnie Bourne and his son Richard and my son Kevin. The four of us got absolutely soaked to the skin. But, I mean, it's not so bad if your team are playing well. Variety Mighty just couldn't get the ball at the second goal, So.
Yeah, it was 1-1, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, good goal by Pat Hoban, equalised.
I know. And John, Stephen Kenny, of course, has fantastic what he's done for Dundalk, because I always remember he was let go by Shamrock Rovers, wasn't he, a couple of seasons ago, and now what has he
crazy,
done?
Crazy decision by Rovers, it was a great move for Dundalk, so... Mm. Stephen is an exceptional manager. I mean, that's not just my opinion. I think everybody in the game accepts that,
And John, I remember, I think, correct me now if I'm wrong, but I think the very first game of the season, a league game of the season for Dundalk, they were beaten by Drogheda United, weren't they? 4-1.
That's right. It was at that game in Drogheda in Hunky Dory Park, Ferguson.
Yeah.
And again, it was like kind of a freak of nature type of thing. I don't know how Dundalk dominated the game for long, long periods that night, and just Drogheda was just took their chances and got 4 good goals. It was impossible to get back into the game, But it was a disappointment, but at the same time, I know other people that support it, we didn't really see it as an indication of how the season would go. I think everybody was confident Dundalk were going to do well this season.
Because you beat Drogheda United subsequently 7-0, didn't
7-0,
you?
7-0, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And in fact, you only lost, apart from that first, that opening game in the league, you only lost 2 others, actually. Bray 1-0, I think, and Patrick Athletic 1-0.
Pat 1-0 and Bray. Mm. And,
Only
the draw of the game,
only
the way to Bray is 1-0 up in the Carlisle ground early in the season. So
Because out of 33 games, only 3 losses was a really tremendous achievement.
It's exceptional football inside, Fergus. Mm-hmm. I've been following the Dogs a long time. This, I'd say, would be up among, if not the best team I've seen. It's definitely in the top two or three, you know.
Yeah. And John, were you born in Dundalk? How did you come to be a follower or supporter?
Well, I'm a bit of a nomad, Fergus. I was born in Newry, but my parents lived in Dundalk. But I lived in Dundalk for the formative years, as they say.
I know. But you obviously remember some great players with Dundalk down to the years. I think maybe of Jimmy Hasty. Do you remember Jimmy Hasty?
I do, yeah. Jimmy was a great player, yeah. And a winger.
He just had one arm, isn't that right, Jimmy?
Jimmy Hasty, one arm, yeah. He was subsequently shot in Belfast in the street, actually.
That's right.
Mistaken identity, yeah.
Yeah, God rest him, yeah. And I think, you know, Turlough O'Connor, I think, he played
with Turlough, yeah. And there were some great players and great teams. My earliest memories would be around 65, 66. And I remember the team of Mick Millington and Kevin Murray and Tucci McKeown.
That kind of.
And Paddy Turner and Danny Hale playing up front. It was a great team.
Yeah.
Alan Fox then came over from England to manage them, and he really started the ball rolling again, you know.
And John,
they've been in the doldrums for a long time.
They have, yeah. You mentioned all those great players. What about the McConville brothers? You know.
Yeah, well, Brian and Tommy. I knew both of the lads, and I knew their brother Wally. He's the drummer with Bagatelle. I knew them growing up. Brian was an exceptionally talented footballer. Now he was very good. I think Brian was in England with Blackburn, and I'm not sure, and I think it could have been Blackburn Rovers he played with.
Yeah.
And of course, Tommy went on to achieve lots of things. He was a great international, Lord Besterman.
Yeah, that's right. You know, subsequently.
But he went to Manchester United at one time.
Yeah, he was, and there were other players like Jim. Oh, by the way, Jim McLaughlin, of course, was another great manager.
Jim's a legend in Dundalk. Yeah. Great manager, and not a bad player either.
Is that right?
You know, that would be the team. Jim McLaughlin's team in around 76-77 would probably the one I'd put on a par with today's team. You know,
is that right?
Players like Barry Keogh and Sean Bourne and John Sheehy and.
And I also think of players like Mick Fairclough, of course, isn't that right?
Make a draw of the man.
Yeah, Sinan Bradish, I think there was a player, wasn't
there? Sinan Bradish, he went to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Good players. They were good teams too, yeah.
And I think a man who is involved, of course, presently with the backroom staff of the Republic of Ireland senior team, Mick Lawler, I think, is a former Dundalk player, isn't he?
Mick was a good player too. Martin, his brother, is another legend in Dundalk. Martin was a fullback.
I know, yeah.
But Mick was a good player too. Yeah, played with Mick afterwards.
I see. And John, just turning away from Dundalk, of course, we've spoken to you before on the show when you were manager of Foxfield United at one stage and then St Anne's, isn't that right, in the United Churches
League?
Are you doing any managing at the moment?
No, I'm a free agent at the moment, Fergus, but I'm in retirement, actually. I've hung up the boots and the notebook and the pen.
You're too young to retire, John, definitely. I'll inform all clubs you're available.
you never know. But I think seriously, Fergus, the game has changed a lot too. Like, I'd be very old school, you know, I'd be kind of out of my depth with a lot of these coaches and stuff, you know.
Ah, dear, I know. And John, is your son still playing with Kilbarrick United? Is that right?
David's playing with Kilbarrick, and Sean, my other son, he's at Kilbarrick as well.
Oh, very good.
Both doing very well, yeah.
I always remember the great day they had, even though they didn't win, but playing in the FAI Junior Cup final in the Aviva.
Yeah, it's very disappointing now. They had a couple of very good years there, Kilbarrick,
and they're in
a kind of a transition phase at the moment, I think. But they have a good side there. They're starting to look a bit more compact again, I think they've only been beaten once this year. So
did I see, John, they were beaten in the FAI Junior there last week, I think, by Liffey
Wanderers.
That
was down at the game, Fergus, in Ringsend against Liffey Wanderers. Liffey were a good side, you know. They more or less won the first half, and it was nil all. And then Kilbarrick bossed almost the whole of the second half, but conceded a goal and never really took any of the chances.
Pity. Okay, John. Well, look, congratulations to Dundalk on winning the Premier Division, and I'm sure you enjoyed it immensely. Look forward already, as you said, to next season. It was a 19-year gap that was bridged, wasn't it, John?
And last year, they went close last year, Fergus, but, you know, they brought the crowds back, and, you know, I think everybody's likes the team and everybody likes the manager, and that's good in Dundalk because it gives the team a little bit of a G up to keep going, you know. And hopefully we'll sign. I think they've re-signed most of the players from last year. You know?
And Gary Rogers, I think, has signed, the goalkeeper. Hasn't
Gary, the striker keeper, he's signed, And there's a number of other players I think they're looking at to try and
strengthen the squad, as they say.
Strengthen the squad, but they might lose a number. Maybe Richie Town might go to Cardiff, I don't know.
You know? But interesting days ahead anyway for Dundalk, of course, and the supporters.
Exactly.
John, thanks for your time. It's always good to talk to you, and we look forward to having a chat again. Please God, when next season commences, and particularly when they're in the Champions League, and you know.
No problem. Anytime, Fergus. Always enjoy talking to you.
Okay, John. Many thanks, and well done to Dundalk again. Thanks a lot, John. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.